Thanks for listening to New Music Friday. We'd like to better understand who's listening and how you're using podcasts. Please help us out by completing a short anonymous survey at npr.org/podcastsurvey. That's one word, podcast survey. It takes less than 10 minutes and really helps support the show. That's npr.org/podcastsurvey.
Hey, it's Guy Raz from NPR's How I Built This, and each week on the show during this unprecedented crisis, I'll be asking some of the top founders and builders how they're dealing with the economic impact of the coronavirus and hear about some of the ways they're pivoting to fight it. Subscribe or listen now to How I Built This.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers.
Hey, Robin.
And Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, and you know, a friend of mine recently asked me, how many albums really come out each week, right? And it's a lot. So we dig through the pile, we find the best ones. This week, we're looking at the albums out on May 1st, starting with Car Seat Headrest and their latest. It's called Making a Door Less Open.
I'm sick of violence, sick of money, sick of drinking, sick of drugs, sick of fucking, sick of staring at the ads on the bus. Makes me want to puke. Hollywood makes me want to. You got a face that you think will last as long as the Sphinx, but the poster's painted over in a week if it stinks. So let the people decide on a metro ride, because everyone's an artist but no one has the time. Yeah, everywhere I go I'm oppressed by these energies. Like it, yes, I love it. I hear music in my head. Was that snapping his gun? Are my earbuds on the fritz? There's a hiss on the bus and it goes right.
This is Car Seat Headrest. The album is Making a Door Less Open, and this song that we're starting off with is called Hollywood. Bob Boylan played another cut from the record on the show back in March, but there is a lot going on, and it's worth playing more. Will Toledo, the main guy in the band, wanted to do something different with this project, and he really turns his sound upside down, really his whole identity upside down.
Well, and what a complex identity it is, right? For this one, he kind of describes this record as a collaboration between Car Seat Headrest and a group called One Trait Danger, which is an electronic side project of Car Seat Headrest drummer Andrew Katz and a guy named Trait, who is an alter ego of Will Toledo. So
I think you said that about as succinctly as you can.
Yeah.
Except for the addition of the fact that he wears some sort of gas mask, Will Toledo does.
Yeah, right. He's wearing a mask when he performs as Trait. And so you're kind of getting a little bit of a cross-pollination of this guitar band and this more synthy pop band that introduces a certain dancey element to the sound, but it still sounds like Car Seat Headrest.
You mentioned synths, Stephen. The song we played, Hollywood, is pretty guitar-driven, which is what most people think of when they think of Car Seat Headrest. This record uses more synths, more drum machines and samples. I want to play a bit of a song here called There Must Be More Than Blood.
How could they treat you like a forgotten car? Dear Dad, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. What difference does it make when they throw you away?
I love the way Will Toledo is expanding his sound, and it's interesting to think of what influenced this record and you know, has been influencing him for a while. He's talked about wanting to make music that stands alongside the biggest pop stars of the day and the biggest hip-hop stars of the day. And I think he's listening to producers like Danger Mouse, artists like Kid Cudi, even Kanye West, to get into the world building he's doing.
Car Seat Headrest, Making a Door Less Open is the album. All right, another record out today that we're loving is called Lamentations. It's from the band American Aquarium.
Me and mine have worked this land as long as my grandfather can remember. Plowing soil to digging holes, hauling coal to stripping down the timber. Then they showed up and they shut us down. The same old story, the same old town. It's like we don't matter, Mama said. At least that's how it seems. And that's the day I woke up from the American dream.
This is American Aquarium. The album is called Lamentations, and this song is the opening cut, Me and Mine. But let's jump ahead a few more minutes into this cut and hear how this one builds. This is actually kind of an epic cut to open with. It actually felt more like a closer to me when I first heard this song. So American Aquarium is a band from North Carolina that does, in fact, get its name from the Wilco song, I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. You could tell, I thought, actually, listening to this record, that American Aquarium has a lot of love for Wilco. Both Wilco and American Aquarium have their roots in country music, but really stretch what that sound can be and mean.
You know, Robin, you just said that the song we just heard sounded like it should be the end of the record, but it's not. And I feel like that's a great description of everything that the leader of American Aquarium, BJ Barham, does. The band has actually been around for a long time, since 2006, but in 2017, they really changed the lineup, and I think BJ Barham hit a new level in everything in his life. He had recently gotten sober, his songwriting just really grew, the band just got more and more powerful. BJ Barham is akin to, yes, Wilco, but also other Southern rockers like Jason Isbell, who has occasionally produced the band, and the band Jason Isbell came from, Drive-By Truckers. All of these artists share a deep love for the South, but also a deep desire that, as American Aquarium says on one of the songs, that there can be a better South.
Yeah, I think the Drive-By Truckers comparison is really, really apt. And even just politically speaking, both bands are engaging in a certain amount of left-of-center analysis that still strives for maximum empathy. And so it's examining the politics of the South from a certain perspective, but really trying to get into the heads of the people around them. One thing that really stood out to me listening to this record is that beyond politics, BJ Barham is really looking inward, and he's looking really inward with a very scathing eye. There's several songs on this record about regret, about looking at his own life and picking apart his own mistakes and looking at them with clear eyes and a certain amount of accountability that I found really admirable. There's a song on here called How Wicked I Was. There's a song called The Day I Learned to Lie to You. And it's looking at people he's hurt, looking at his own family, and kind of addressing how he's lived his life. And so it's not necessarily just looking at character. It's also just a very bracing look at himself that I found really honest.
Yeah, a record really informed by a divided country.
Yeah.
But I was very moved by how he humanized everyone, you know, even the people that you might disagree with. American Aquarium, Lamentations is the album, out now on May 1st. Also out today is a new one from Diet Sig. It's called Do You Wonder About Me?
Thank you.
This is Diet Sig, the band Diet Sig. Their new one is called Do You Wonder About Me? And this really incredible song is called Broken Body. This is Alex Luciano and Noah Bowman. We all fell pretty hard for them, I think, when they released their debut album, Swear I'm Good at This. Can't believe that was 3 years ago, but they're back now with a really strong follow-up, I think.
Yeah, that first album, Swear I'm Good at This, is very much about growing up. It's a coming-of-age record that's dispensed with like all this high-kicking buoyancy and a little bit of a ramshackle quality to it. And it's just such an endearing record. And this album, Do You Wonder About Me, carries on in that tradition, but it's more about coming to terms with who you are. It's about self-awareness and self-acceptance. You know, that song we just heard, Broken Body, is kind of about being your own worst critic and kind of examining what that means. And at the same time, sonically, it feels a little more advanced. It's brash and blurry with just loads and loads and loads of personality.
Alex Luciano is so good at projecting strength and defiance, but vulnerability at the same time. You know, she absolutely admits her own weaknesses in the lyrics to these songs while insisting on space to express herself. And I just love the poppiness of the sound as well.
Diet Sig is the band. Do You Wonder About Me is the album. Let's do one more before we take a break. It comes from Chicano Batman. It's called Invisible People.
Hello, I just want you in my life. And now I'm so excited to feel everything you got inside of your soul now. Everything you got inside of your soul now.
This is Chicano Batman. Their new one is called Invisible People, and this song we're listening to is called Blank Slate. And for this one, we welcome back host of NPR's Alt Latino, Felix Contreras. Hey, Felix.
Hey, guys. How are you, man?
So remind people who Chicano Batman is or who they are, and then we can get into what we're all loving about this one this week.
Okay. You know, one of the best things, I don't know about you guys, but one of the best things about this job is that being able to keep track of bands as they grow and progress, right? And right about the time we started the show about 10 years ago, somebody handed me a cassette. I was at a venue in New York, and somebody handed me a cassette. Hey, check this band out. And it was Chicano Batman. It was their very, very first EP, and it was on a cassette. And so I've been able to follow them. And right from the beginning, they had me because of the name, obviously, but they had me from also because of the sound. It was like this mix of like a fantasy, funky quinceañera band that also played weddings on the side, right?
Yeah.
I love these guys.
Yeah.
One thing I really like about this new record is it reminds me not only of just driving through the streets of East LA, but there's that beautiful mix of love songs, psychedelia, and political consciousness that I turn to people like Caetano Veloso when I'm craving that, but I can turn to Chicano Batman too.
They've always had a social message in their music, and it really comes through on this one. It's called Invisible People. And, you know, one of the things that really blows me away about this, and I think it's a high watermark for the band, is the sonic quality of it. It's just such a leap forward for the band. I'm just happy for them. Really a nice, nice stamp and a new level for them.
I just love how so many worlds collide in these songs. You know, there's prog rock and R&B and their own version of funk. There's a song called Pink Elephant on the album that reminded me a lot of Dirty Projectors. I don't know if anyone else thought that, particularly in the guitars, but just so much color and life in this music. I just love it. Chicano Batman is the band. The album is called Invisible People. Thanks so much, Felix.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, we still have several more albums that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday, along with our lightning round of other notable releases. But first, let's take a short break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who specialize in issues such as isolation, depression, stress, anxiety, and more. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when you need professional help. Get help at your own time and your own pace. Schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Visit betterhelp.com/songs to learn more and get 10% off your first month.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Stephen Thompson, and we're looking at the best albums out on May 1st. We start the second half of our show off with the band Della Neela and their new one. It's called Overloaded. The band is Della Neela, and that's spelled D-E-L-A-N-I-L-A, sort of like vanilla, but pronounced Della Neela. The album is called Overloaded. This is the music of Daniel Eva Schwab, a new project for her and a discovery for me this week. And Anne, this is one you turned me on to.
Yeah, I found this band because New York Times critic John Pareles picked a song of theirs for a playlist, a song called It's Been a While Since I Went Outside. There's a really cool video that Della Neela made for the song, which shows the empty streets of New York. But the cool thing is, once you get past that strange coincidence that she wrote a song appropriate for a moment she couldn't have anticipated, this album, wow, yeah. It really creates a world, yeah. Right? And I think that artistic ambition is rooted in Schwab's experience as a composer. She usually writes for the concert hall. She's done film work. You know, she works with people like Philip Glass. But this is her pop project, and she brings all of that intense musical knowledge and experience to it. And it's just a huge record. Am I right, Robin?
Yeah, I mean, I think her background means that these songs are heavily arranged and orchestrated and just go in lots of different directions.
Yeah, this record really lives at the intersection between the dance floor and the art space.
Yeah.
This is a concept record, and really it's a concept album about what she describes as screen culture, about being glued to your phone and having more meaningful interactions through devices than we have with other human beings.
Well, she really looks at how we're both overstimulated and overloaded, and at the same time, bored out of our minds. Della Neela is the band. The album is called Overloaded. Let's go next to the singer-songwriter Damian Jurado, back with another one. His new one is called What's New, Tomboy?
Thank you.
This is Damian Jurado. His new album is called What's New Tomboy? And the song we're listening to is called Arthur Aware. This is him sounding the most Nick Drake I think I've ever heard him sound. This is his third album in as many years. New Music Friday is 3 years old. We've now had a new album from him every year we've been doing this show. Stephen, I know you're a big fan. This one's a bit quieter and muted, a little more restrained than the last couple.
Yeah, I was trying to even get an accurate count of how many albums this guy has put out in the last 25 or so years. I guess it's his 15th studio album. And, you know, in the teens, you know, he put out this trilogy of albums, Maricopa, Brothers and Sisters of the Eternal Sun, and Visions of Us on the Land, which are incredibly lush and ornate. And for a while, his music felt like it was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And last year, he put out an album called In the Shape of a Storm, which, boy, I think that record may be more Nick Drake even than this one. You know, very spare and stripped down and sad and beautiful. And just like the guy, like he was just the only voice in the world when you're listening to it. So intimate and contained. This record follows a little bit in the footsteps of that one. It's very compact, very direct. It's 10 songs in about a half an hour, and you're kind of alone with this beautiful, sandy, trustworthy voice.
To me, he is just the quintessence of the Pacific Northwest artist. You know, he is an artist who lives for a rainy day. Not only because it suits his mood, but because, you know, he is so productive. You just imagine him sitting inside. Oh, well, heck, you know, it's raining again. Here, I'm going to make another album. But
well, he sold all his possessions and he's moved to a remote island off the coast of northern Washington State.
Well, see, there you go.
What's New Tomboy is the album from Damian Jurado, out now on May 1st. Another one we're loving this week comes from the singer Joanna Warren. It's called Chaotic Good.
Take a look around. There's blood in the water. Dark shapes circle my body. There's no way out. My love for my captor is all I'll take with me. He tells me I am shit and I've come to depend.
This is the singer Joanna Warren. Her album is called Chaotic Good, and this song is Faking Amnesia. This is another discovery for me this week, but she's been putting out music for a while. This is her fifth full-length album. Singer, multi-instrumentalist. I got started out in Brooklyn. She's in Portland these days, but I thought this was just a really moving record, profound at times, some really beautiful moments, and some really incredible lyrics, too.
Yeah, her background includes a kind of psychedelic folk band called Stick Lips, and she sang backup with Iron and Wine for a while. And if you're looking to get a sense of the kind of music we're talking about, that ought to do it. You know, this meditative, calm, haunting quality to her gentle folk songs. But it's mixed with a sonic adventurousness and a lyrical playfulness. The title of this album, Chaotic Good, is a reference, of course, to the tabletop role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons. And this record, above all, it doesn't feel tentative.
Yeah. Well, you know, you say that it's lyrically playful, and it is certainly in places, but I found a lot of the lines that she drops just real gut punches. Like, well, in the song we heard, Faking Amnesia, you know, she sings a lot about broken relationships on this record, and some of it's hard to hear. She has the line in that song, he tells me I'm shit and I've come to depend on it.
No.
There's another song called Only the Truth where she says, the wound in me picked out the knife in you.
Yeah, when I said playful, maybe I should have said adventurous.
There's some pretty kick-ass screaming on this record.
Yeah. Chaotic Good is the name of the record from Joanna Warren. We have one more album to play for this week's New Music Friday. And it's a doozy. But there
get out
are,
your powdered wigs.
But there are a handful of other albums out this week we need to mention. First, though, there are a whole bunch of records that have been postponed again, which we'll tell you about in case you were waiting for them. Alanis Morissette, Go-Go Penguin, Kelly Lee Owens, Laura Cortez and the Dance Cards, the Lemon Twigs, the Pretenders, Psychedelic Furs, Surfer Blood, Built to Spill, all had albums that were due out today. They've all been pushed to later dates.
The Dixie Chicks was supposed to come out today.
Oh, the Dixie Chicks were supposed to come out today?
Sure was.
Sadness.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're seeing a lot of this. We're going to keep seeing a lot of this. And honestly, I don't get it.
I think it's tricky when you are basing the timing of your album release on a planned tour and suddenly that tour is out the window. The first thing you want to do is just like, let's regroup. Let's just set this aside and we'll wait to see what the landscape looks like and then we'll regroup. And I think over time we'll start to see more artists who had pushed these albums into the fall or maybe even next year, maybe reassess that and be like, actually, let's come out now.
Yeah.
This is such a hard time for artists at every level. People just don't know how to move through this new landscape. So I'm willing to be patient.
But on to the albums that are out today on May 1st. I just want to mention a few. The first is from Austra, the band Austra. Their new one is called Hirudin. This is an electronic and synth band from Canada. We've covered them a lot. Hirudin from Austra. Ben Lucas Boysen has a new one called Mirage. This is a German electronic and ambient composer. Really beautiful record called Mirage from Ben Lucas Boysen. And then Man Man, the band Man Man, has a new one called Dream Hunting in the Valley of the In-Between. Really dramatic, often chaotic, crazy pop and rock. Man Man's new one is called Dream Hunting in the Valley of the In-Between.
Just a shout out to Ingrid Andress, whose just wonderful song, More Hearts Than Mine, is number one on country radio. Love to see the women at the top of that list. But as for new releases, one is from one of the kings of country, Kenny Chesney. He has a new one called Here and Now. And then finally, what can be said about Hot Country Nights? That is Nights, K-N-I-G-H-T-S.
The K is silent.
The K is silent is the name of the record. This is Dierks Bentley's homage to 90s country of the Billy Ray Cyrus Garth Brooks variety. It's a comical homage. If you ever heard of the Beatles parody group that Monty Python folks did back in the day called the Ruddles, this is the country Ruddles, and you just got to check it out.
I wanted to call out the spaced out funk rock band The Goods from Sydney. They've worked with people like Mac Miller and Charlie XCX. Their new album is called Two. Indie pop lifer Devin Williams makes this jangly psychedelic pop music. His new album is called A Tear in the Fabric. Singer-songwriter Joan as Policewoman has a new covers album called Cover 2. Finally, the singer JoJo has two of, I think, the greatest teen pop songs of all time. Years and years ago, a song called Too Little Too Late and a song called Leave. They're absolutely fantastic auto-tune era classics. She is now making harder-edged pop and R&B music. She's got a really fine new album called Good to Know.
All that music out now on May 1st, along with this last one that we want to play, it comes from Caleb Landry Jones. It's called The Mother Stone. So you're thinking, what is this, a bunch of circus dirges or something? But pretty much every song on this album is a bizarre odyssey. So let's just jump ahead here and you can get an idea for how this song evolves.
Thank you.
So it becomes this really gritty psych rock song. And this whole album is like this, from Caleb Landry Jones, The Motherstone is the record. Oh, and the song that we're listening to is called Flag Day, Motherstone. Part Frank Zappa, part Syd Barrett, part White Album era John Lennon. It's just completely bonkers.
I love the screen appearances of Caleb Landry Jones. He's become quite the star of indie cinema in recent years. You might have seen him in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. He was the guy who sold Frances McDormand the billboard space. He's also in one of my absolutely favorite recent films, The Florida Project.
Oh, and, such a good movie.
So good, and he's great in it. And he played the totally strung out boyfriend of Amanda Seyfried's Becky character in Twin Peaks, The Return. So,
and don't forget Get Out. He played the brother, a very weird brother in Get Out.
You're sensing a pattern, yes. in his film career. And you know what? He really he fulfills that potential on this record. The story of the record is interesting. I mean, actually, Caleb Landry Jones has been playing music as long as he's been making movies, and he came from a family of fiddle players, and at some point he ran into Jim Jarmusch, and Jim Jarmusch was like, you gotta make this record, and kind of hooked him up with the label he's with and opened some doors for him. And so now we have this insane offering.
I mean, you mentioned, you know, he ran into Jim Jarmusch. Well, he appears in Jim Jarmusch's zombie comedy, The Dead Don't Die, which is full of like every weirdo who's ever been associated with Jim Jarmusch ever. Sturgill Simpson's in that movie. This is just weirdo outsider music. And, you know, the first two songs on this record, the first one's about 7.5 minutes long. The second one's about 8 minutes long. And each, even for that length, they are overstuffed with ideas. And, you know, it's very easy to look at a famous actor, you know, coming out with an album and you think, oh, this is some kind of tourist. Right.
Right.
This is somebody who's, you know, playing dress up on the side because they've got a little bit of clout. But you listen to this record, and as bonko as it is musically inventive. It is definitely reminiscent of all the artists that Robin named at the top of this segment. But it is also undeniably stuffed with ideas and stuffed with musical ideas. He's good at what he does. He clearly had a vision, and this album is the embodiment of that very creatively ambitious vision. And I respect the hell out of it.
Not a vanity project. I think if there is a theme to this week's show, it's artists pushing the boundaries of their own identity while trying to capture or recreate, you know, Stephen said, just a jumble of very deep thoughts and ideas all at once. And that's what you get on this one from Caleb Landry Jones. The album is called The Motherstone. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
And Anne.
Thanks, you guys.
To hear full versions of the songs that we featured on this program and a whole lot of other new tracks from the week, check out NPR's expanded New Music Friday playlist. You'll find it in both Apple Music and Spotify. Just open those apps and search for NPR Music. You can also find it on our website, along with a list of everything that we discussed. Just go to npr.org/allsongs. As always, sign up for our newsletter to keep up with the latest from NPR Music. That's at npr.org/musicnewsletter. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Take care, everybody. Be well, and treat yourself to lots of music.